Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, community of faith. No, good morning, read the word. Happy Resurrection Sunday to you. The number one day in Christian history is the day that our Lord and Savior Jesus rose from the dead. Well, when he shed his blood, that was probably the number one day, but that would be a very good ecclesiastical argument to get into, which today was more important, the resurrection or the shedding of his blood. Anyways, I have a powerful message called Seven Times Jesus Shed His Blood for You. Powerful message. See if we can get the link in here. Don't know. Today we got David and the death of Samuel. David gets another wife, Abigail, mighty woman of God. And then spares Saul's life again when God puts him right in front of him to test David. So going to be a powerful time in God's word tonight. Here we go. Let's pray our prayer like we pray every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height, so I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That you get to be filled with all the fullness of God. Here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 25. The death of Samuel. Then Samuel died, and the Israelites gathered together and lamented for him and buried him at his home in Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Verse number 2. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. And the man was very rich. He had 3,000 sheep. That's a lot of sheep. And 1,000 goats. That's way too many goats. And he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. The name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and beautiful appearance, but the man was harsh and evil in his doings. He was of the house of Caleb. Makes you wonder how they got together. Verse 4, when David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep, David sent 10 young men. David sent to the young men, go to Carmel, go to Nabal, greet him in my name. And thus you shall say to him, who lives in the prosperity, peace be to you, peace to your house, and peace to all that you have. Now I have heard that you have shearers, your shepherds were with us, and we did not hurt them, nor was there anything missing from them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand to your servants and to your son David. So when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all these words in the name of David and waited. Verse 10, Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? Who is this son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away, each one from his own master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shears and give it to men whom I do not know where they are from? So David's young men turned on their heels and went backward. Isn't that something? Turned on their heels. That's an interesting thing. And they came and told him all these words. David said to the men, every man gird on his sword. Ain't going to be good. So every man girded his sword. About 400 men went with David. 200 stayed with the supplies. One of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, and he reviled them. Verse 15, but the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, nor did we make anything. As long as we accompanied them, we were in the fields. They were a wall to us, both by day and night, all the time we were with them, keeping the sheep. Therefore, know and consider what you will do, for harm is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a scoundrel. Isn't that an interesting word to you? A son of Belial is what that means. That one cannot speak to him. Abigail made haste, took 200 loaves of bread. That's a lot of bread. Two skins of wine, five sheep already dressed, five seahs of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, 200 cakes of figs, and loaded them on the donkey. She couldn't even, that was more than Dollar General had. She said to her servants, go on before me. See, I'm coming after you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal. So it was, as she rode on the donkey, that she went down under the cover of the hill, and there were David and his men coming down toward her, and she met them. David had said, surely in vain I have protected all this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that belongs to him, and he has repaid me evil for good. May God do so and more also to the enemies of David. If I leave one male of all who belong to him, by morning light. Now when Abigail saw David, she dismounted quickly from the donkey, fell on her face before David, and bowed to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, on me, my Lord, on me let this iniquity be. Intercede for your husband, but don't take on his iniquity.
Yeah, wow.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Or your wife. And please let your maidservant speak in your ears and hear the word of your maidservant. Please, let not my Lord regard the scoundrel, Nabal. For as his name is, so is Nabal. So is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. Wow. For I, your maidservant, did not see the young of my Lord whom you sent. Now, therefore, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, since the Lord has held you back from coming to bloodshed and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now then, let your enemies and those who seek harm for my Lord be as Nabal. And now this present which your maidservant has brought to you, my Lord, let it be given to the young men who follow my Lord. Please forgive the trespasses of your maidservant. For the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house, because my Lord fights the battle of the Lord, and evil is not found in you throughout your days. Yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life, but the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God, and the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling. This shall come to pass when the Lord has done for my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you and has appointed your ruler over the house, that this will be no grief to you nor offense of heart, but either that you have shed blood without cause or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, then please remember me, your maidservant. David said to Abigail, blessed is the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to me, and blessed is your advice, and blessed are you, because you have kept me this day from coming to bloodshed and from avenging myself with my own hand, because that's what he was on the way to do. For indeed, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who's kept me back from hurting you, unless you'd heard and come to meet me, Surely by morning light no males would have been left to Nabal. So David received from her hand what she had wrought him and said to her, go up in peace to your house. I have heeded your voice and respected your person. That was a test for David. 10:12. This was a test for David. Because he's going to be a king. And you got to get past the light, transient things. Things that have no matter and no meaning to you. And this was not one of them. 36. Now Abigail went to Nabal, and there was a holding. There he was, holding a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Therefore, she told him nothing, little or much, until morning light. So it was in the morning when the wine had gone from Nabal and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him and he became like a stone. That's what happens when you stand against God and his people. Don't do that. Happened after about 10 days that the Lord struck Nabal and he died. So when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed is the Lord who pleads the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal and has kept his servant from evil. For the Lord has returned the wickedness of Nabal on his own head. And David sent and proposed to Abigail to take her as his wife. When the servants of David had come to Abigail at Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David sent us to ask you to become his wife. She arose, bowed her face to the earth, and said, here is your maidservant, a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. Abigail rose in haste, rode on a donkey, tended by five of her maidservants. She followed the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel. So both of them were his wives. Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Palti, the son of Laish, who was from Galeam. Interesting name. Now, what a chapter that was. What a wicked man Nabal was. Here we go, chapter 26. David spares Saul a second time. Now the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, is David not hiding in the hill of Hakilah, opposite Jeshimon? Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him. Wow. 3,000 men for one mighty warrior. I love it. To seek David in the wilderness of Ziph, Saul encamped in the hill of Hakilah, which is opposite Jeshimon by the road, but David stayed in the wilderness. And he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul had indeed come. David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay and Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of his army. Now Saul lay within the camp with the people encamped all around him. David answered and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai, the son of Zerah, brother of Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul in the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with you. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and there Saul lay sleeping within the camp with his spear stuck in the ground by his head, and Abner and the people lay all around him. Then Abishai said to David, God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now, therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time. He must have been a skilled weapons guy. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, but David said to Abishai, do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said, furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed, but please take now the spear and the jug of water that are by his head and let us go. So David took the spear and the jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away. And no man saw or knew it or awoke, for they were all asleep because a deep, deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. Now David went over to the other side, stood on the top of a hill afar off, a great distance being between them. And David called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, Do you not understand? Huh? Do you not answer Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who are you calling? Who are you calling out to the king? So David said to Abner, are you not a man? And who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not guarded your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy your lord the king. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die because you have not guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the jug of water that was by his head. Saul knew David's voice and said, is that your voice, my son David? David said, it is my voice, my lord, O king. He said, why does my lord thus pursue his servant? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, please let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, may they be cursed before the Lord, for they've driven me out of the out this day from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord God, saying, go serve other gods. Serious bunch of information here, isn't it? Verse 20. So now, do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as when one hunts a partridge in the mountains. Then Saul said, I have sinned. Return my son David, for I will harm you no more, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I've played the fool and erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, here is the king's spear. Let one of the young men come over and get it. May the Lord repay evil, every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord delivered you into my hand today. I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. And indeed, as your life has valued much this day in my eyes, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all my tribulation. Saul said to David, may you be blessed, my son David. You shall both do great things and also still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his palace. Chapter 27. And David said in his heart, now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel, so I shall escape out of his hand. Then David arose and went over with the 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maach, king of Gath. David dwelt with Achish at Gath. He and his men, each man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail the Carmelite, native's widow. And it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, so he sought him no more. Then David said to Achish, If I have now found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. Now, the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was one full year and 4 months. Had to add that. And David and his men went up and raided the Gershites, the Gerizzites, and the Amalekites, for those nations were the inhabitants of the land from of old, as you go to Shur, even as far as the land of Egypt. Verse 9. Whenever David attacked the land, he left neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. Then Achish would say, where have you made me a raid today? And David would say, against the southern area of Judah, or against the southern area of Jerusalem, or against the southern area of the Kenites. David would save neither man nor woman alive to bring news to Goliath, saying, lest they should inform us, saying, thus David did, and thus was his behavior all the time he dwelt in the country of the Philistines. So David believed God, saying, he has made his people, Israel, utterly abhor him. Therefore, he will be my servant forever and ever and ever. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. His holy word. And now, think about what we just saw. David's running for his life, but he didn't sow anger and hatred, because you will reap what you sow. And he didn't sow that anger that he received. And God was able to dump many multitude blessings upon David's head. Or, you know, into his life.
Into his life, yeah.
Because David and Abigail. Abigail became his wife. Obviously, she was pretty, the Bible said it. But that was one of the problems of the kings back then, is they would keep getting more wives. And Michael gets cursed because she makes fun of David. And, you know, what an interesting story for our life. Amen.
Yeah.
And yet it said that David had a heart after, is a man after God's own heart. Now we're going to pray the prayer of salvation and lead you to it. So pray this prayer with me. From the depths of your heart, no matter who you are. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of
God. And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Triumphant over every power of the enemy.
Triumphant over every power of the enemy.
And I thank you.
And I thank
for it.
For it.
in Jesus. Put your hands out and say, I receive you in my life right now.
I receive you into my life right
all
now.
Of your love.
All of your love.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live
language.
A successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let me be the first to welcome you to the family of God. Even if it's not live when you're reading this. We bless you. Thank you for being our friends, our partners. Thank you for being a part of our life. And remember this. God never made an island unto himself. Everybody is of absolute importance in Jesus' world. In Jesus' world. And you're very important to us right here. Here on the community of faith, or read the word. Ready? Let's bless our elements, and we'll receive them together tonight. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus'
name.
I bless these elements
for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
in
body.
My mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
Right here in my body.
Right here in my body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And around the world wherever you send me.
And around the world wherever you send
in
me.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become good.
And behold, all things have become good.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come
to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
And I live in great strength.
And I live in great strength.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or
my conscience
family.
Is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made
my
white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always
the
be.
Glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Be to God. Glory be to God. Well, let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you, Jesus, that now we get to see. Well, we just took David through the... Can you imagine David's life when Samuel died? That had to be despair. Because now this great prophet is gone.
Yeah.
And the people got to figure out something to do. And wow. Wow. Anyways, that's what our next lessons are going to be. Now, it's Sunday morning. We've received communion together. We've studied together. We're glad you're here. This is Resurrection Sunday. This is the day when we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And I want to encourage you, be in church or come see us at noon today for our 1 hour of faith. You can even look up here on YouTube or Facebook. We're gonna have a sunrise service as long as it's not too cold. You got the weather going on over here today right now, and it's like, well, maybe we'll have a sunrise service. But we welcome you to be a part of it. Most of all, guys, know this. Jesus paid every bit of this price so that you and I would be able to be free by just receiving what he did. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. You can't sow a seed and get it. You have to receive his work that he's done. And it changed your life forever and ever. Well, that's it. Gotta run. Have a great day. Check out our social media sites and come and join us and be with us. Every one of you. We would sure love to have you. In Jesus' mighty name. And until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.